What if the greatest limitation on your brain isn't physical, but relational? In Superbrain, neuroscientists Rudolf Tonzi and physician Deepak Chopra present a revolutionary idea. You are not your brain. You're its user, leader, and inventor. Most people function on baseline brain mode, sticking to comfortable routines, resisting change, and letting their brains use them. But Superbrain practitioners view each day as new, break habits easily, and actively seek novel experiences. Consider Magnus Carlsen, who became a chess grandmaster at 13 and can play 10 opponents simultaneously in speed chess with his back turned to the boards. When Einstein died, scientists discovered his brain actually weighed 10% less than average. Their extraordinary abilities didn't come from physically superior brains, but from how they related to them. Your brain constantly eavesdrops on your thoughts. Teach it limitation, and it becomes limited. Like a Steinway piano that sounds vastly different played by a beginner versus a virtuoso, your brain's potential remains untapped until challenged. By developing a new relationship with your brain, you enter a realm where possibilities expand exponentially. Modern neuroscience has shattered 5 persistent myths about the brain's capabilities. The injured brain can heal through compensatory regeneration as neighboring neurons form new connections. Our brains aren't fixed, machine-like systems. Carl Lashley demonstrated this when rats navigated mazes successfully after losing 90% of their cerebral cortex. Aging in the brain isn't inevitable or irreversible. What seems like age-related memory loss is often just attention deficit. We don't remember where we put keys because we never properly registered the information. The brain loses only about 85,000 cortical neurons daily, 0.002% of our total, with neuron count at 70 remaining virtually identical to that at 20. Importantly, primitive reactions don't necessarily overrule the higher brain. A driver in traffic feels the same fight-or-flight response as ancient hunters, yet doesn't abandon their vehicle. Through awareness techniques, we can restore control over even our most instinctual fears. The brain's multidimensionality allows balance between desire and restraint, choice and compulsion. Einstein mastered adaptability through 3 strengths: letting go, being flexible, and hanging loose, while avoiding habits, conditioning, and stuckness. His approach combined mathematical brilliance with spiritual wonder. You're becoming more adaptable when you laugh at yourself, see beyond initial perspectives, and delight in new viewpoints. Babies exemplify integration by creating wholeness from countless sensory inputs. Unlike conditioned adults, they remain open to discovery. Integration happens through SIFT, sensation, image, feeling, and thought. To integrate feedback like a baby, remain open without judgment, examine other viewpoints as your own, and redefine yourself daily. The Buddha exemplifies living for meaning. Like a lamp shining both inward and outward, consciousness creates relationship between inner and outer experience. To expand consciousness, value being awake, resist conformity, validate yourself internally, and aim for your highest meaning. You're becoming more conscious when you speak your truth, see beyond fixed opposites, forgive easily, and view being here as its own reward. Depression has become a global health crisis, affecting over 300 million people. Advanced neuroimaging reveals a distinctive depression circuit, where the amygdala becomes hyperactive, while the prefrontal cortex shows decreased function. This creates a self-perpetuating cycle where emotional responses overwhelm logical thinking. Depression typically develops through 3 phases: an initial trigger, often forgotten, an unhealthy response pattern, characterized by self-blame and rumination, and finally, deeply ingrained negative thought patterns. Breaking free requires systematically replacing toxic beliefs with healthier alternatives. Replace "it's all my fault" with "situations are complex and involve many factors." Replace "I'm not good enough" with "I'm on a learning curve and growing every day." Replace "I'll always feel this way" with "feelings are temporary and changeable." The path forward combines inner work, meditation, examining negative beliefs, developing self-compassion, with outer action, stress reduction, meaningful activities, exercise, supportive connections. Remember, your authentic self remains untouched by depression, existing beneath the layers of negative thinking and emotional pain. Mind, brain, and body work seamlessly together, not just creating new neural pathways, but actually creating matter thousands of times per second. Every thought, feeling, and sensation requires the brain to find a physical representation through chemistry. The true wonder isn't just neuroplasticity, but that mind creates matter. To master reality making, remember, you are not your brain. You actively shape how the world looks rather than passively receiving fixed reality. Self-awareness changes perception. Greater awareness gives more power over reality. And at a subtle level, your mind merges with the universe's creative forces. This principle is crucial for those suffering from mood disorders. Unlike saying, "I have a cold," people say, "I am depressed," identifying with their condition. But the mind is using the brain to create depression just as it creates the perception of yellow when seeing a lemon. As the brain shifts, reality follows. Depressed people live in a sad world where colors lack luminosity, while those without mood disorders experience a livelier world. Despite glaring evidence of poor choices, 150 pounds of sugar consumed annually per person, 1/10 of all meals eaten at McDonald's, reason alone fails to reverse America's obesity epidemic. The solution isn't a new brain or better metabolism, but balance between impulsive behavior areas and rational decision-making regions. The key to weight loss lies in awareness rather than struggle. The critical moment comes precisely when you feel the urge to eat. Ask yourself, am I truly hungry or pacifying a feeling? If hungry, eat until satisfied, not stuffed. If pacifying feelings, identify what you're experiencing. Overwhelm, frustration, anxiety, boredom, then name the feeling aloud. With consistent awareness, an opening will appear, a moment when you realize, I don't need to eat this, or I'm not really hungry. When this happens, act on this new awareness without forcing it. Success comes not from counting pounds, but from reaching a turning point where you confidently use your brain instead of letting it use you. Personal power flows through the brain, combining traits like self-confidence, good decision-making, trust in gut feelings, and ability to overcome obstacles. To reclaim your power, stop pleasing others, resist following crowds, question victim mentalities, and develop a mature self independent of others' approval. For brain health and longevity, learn from cellular wisdom. Cells share and cooperate. Research shows social connections impact longevity. Cells heal themselves by acknowledging hurt and moving toward wholeness. They constantly adapt to changing conditions. Studies reveal emotional repression creates disease susceptibility, while centenarians demonstrate remarkable emotional resilience, bouncing back from setbacks without defensive mechanisms. By pursuing what you deeply cherish, higher reality reconnects with you, registering as joy and expanding possibilities. All escape routes lead back to the core self, the reality maker connected to creation's glory, nature's beauty, love, compassion, and discovery. Your brain can receive anything creation offers. There's no limit to what you can inspire it to achieve. You already own a super brain. How will you use it?